I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar stated that when the new laws on pregnancy terminations are instituted, publicly funded Catholic hospitals in Ireland will be expected to perform abortions. However, he added that doctors, nurses, or midwives would be able to opt out of performing them on conscience grounds. Following a vote in May to repeal Ireland's constitutional ban on abortion, the government is writing legislation that would allow a woman to have an abortion up to 12 weeks, and in extreme cases, between 12 and 24 weeks. New York State's Attorney General filed a lawsuit against the president. The lawsuit accuses Donald Trump of illegally using money from his charity foundation to settle disputes involving his business and to improve his image during his presidential campaign. The lawsuit is asking for $2.8 million in restitution and for the foundation to be closed. Trump has called the suit ridiculous and politically motivated. The foundation released a statement saying it had given over $19 million to charitable causes, kept expenses minimal, and that it had already announced a plan to dissolve over a year ago. The Justice Department watchdog group released a report that states former FBI Director James Comey broke protocol in the way he handled Hillary Clinton's email investigation leading up to the 2016 election, but that his decisions were not driven by political motivations. The report also criticizes Comey for not keeping his superiors in the Justice Department properly informed on how he was handling the investigation. Pope Francis spoke out in defense of migrants, saying that those who go after a better life in other countries should not be looked at with suspicion. Instead, they should be protected and defended no matter what their status is. The Pope made his comments while speaking to those at the Holy See Mexico Conference on International Migration. He also said the issue of migration is one of people, not numbers, and that international cooperation is needed, especially when the amount of refugees stretches a country's resources. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.